Find yourself seated at the base of a large, graceful tree. You're relaxing in a mild breeze amid gentle hills and rolling meadows under a clear blue sky. You slowly rise, and at your bare feet, there is a soft path in the grass leading out into the meadow. You begin walking the path, feeling the soft, cool grass under your feet. The grassy plains spread out like a green carpet before you. You follow the path into the lush green expanse as the grass gently waves in the fresh breeze. Ahead, there is a small mountain surrounded by trees dripping with vines. You walk in the cool, gentle breeze until you come up to the mountainside. You find a large, ancient wooden door in the side of the mountain. You open the door and go in. To your left, you see a small spiral staircase cut into the stone of this cavern. You slowly climb the spiral staircase. Step by step, you spiral around once, and you're still climbing. You spiral around again, and you find yourself on a stone landing. You find another door. You open that door, and inside you find a large cavern. As you look to the right, you see a small theater stage and six rows of tiered seating. On that stage, you see yourself in the position you're now in, meditating. Straight ahead, you see a walkway which passes behind the seating of the theater. Beyond the walkway, you see a hallway going beyond the main chamber. It's a straight hallway, and on either side is a row of doors. You know that you can go down this hallway. It welcomes you. Each of these doors you are welcome to go through and visit, staying as long as you like, bypass, or just peek in. They are at your disposal. In some doors are old friends, old selves. Some are present, current selves. Present selves that you are, that you might be, or would like to be. Other doors are future selves, selves that you might become, selves that you would like to become. Behind some doors are your greatest future moments, your greatest future achievements, your greatest past achievements, your greatest joys. Through some of these doors are what you would like to be your view backward at your life, and what you would like to be celebrated for. They can all be visited, nurtured, or cultivated. Coming back down the hallway, you may visit any door, and any door is just what you want it to be. Walking out through the hallway and back into the great cavern chamber, you see to your right a raised area with a large sliding glass door. You approach the sliding glass door, and as you approach, you begin to hear the sound of a waterfall from the other side. You slide open the sliding glass door and go through onto a large stone veranda jutting out into a vast circular chasm. In this chasm are three waterfalls in a triangular formation. The cascading waters pour down into a cloud of mist far below you. You are fully aware that this is a very special place, and that you have very special powers here. You are not bound by gravity in any way, or by any physical forces, unless you want to be, and only to the extent that you want to be. Knowing that, you walk out onto a stone outcropping that juts out into the chasm. You go to the end of it. Take a long, slow breath and do a swan dive off of it. You fall gently as a feather and feel the mist billowing up from below. As you descend toward the billowing mist of the waterfalls, your downward motion slows. You pause in midair and then slowly float back upward. As you rise, you roll and twist, tumbling and playing in weightlessness, like an Olympic diver in reverse slow motion. You slowly float upward, turning and twisting as you please, until you reach the top of the chasm. You float there above it all, taking slow, deep breaths of the freshest, cleanest, most invigorating air you've ever breathed. You close your eyes and just float in an exquisitely tranquil state. You slowly float down, knowing that the bottom of this waterfall is only where you want it to be. You sink down into the mist. The mist clears, and below it is a ring of stone that runs around the inside of the chasm, providing shelter underneath it from the mists and spray of the waterfalls. Beneath that stone ring are many different spaces in the rock of varying sizes and shapes, some wide and shallow, some large, deep caves, and everything in between. Below this is a lagoon of brilliant turquoise water surrounded by a light brown sandy beach. You can duck into any cave or grotto here. Some have overhangs which completely avert the waterfall, while others look out from behind the falling water as if it were a curtain. By your will, you can cause that curtain of water to move aside to give you a view across the chasm, or allow it to resume its course before you to create a private space nestled between stone, air, and water. No one knows you are here. This is your private space, your refuge. Your paradise. You are in a place of complete peace and quiet, with only the gentle roar of the waterfall. You can just be here, or think about things, or sing, or engage in any other activity that pleases you. You approach the shore of your lagoon and, by your will, clear a path upward through the mist. Your bare feet lift effortlessly off of the cool stone and you begin to float upward through the center of the chasm. Softly tumbling, flying, or by any movement you please, you rise up to the top of the waterfalls. Above your stone ledge, and float in the twilight air above your mountain. On the horizon, you see the setting sun slowly turn the western sky to wisps and streaks of pink. pink, coral, orange, and purple against the deepening blue. You slowly turn to the east and see the pale sky fading to bluish gray over the ocean. The moon is rising just over the eastern horizon, beginning to play off the small crests of white water dancing on the ocean as the waves gently roll toward the land. You bask in the fading dusk until the sun has disappeared and you float in the cool night air. The sky is speckled with stars, and the full moon lights the waterfalls and the mist below. You gently float back to the stone outcropping and come to a soft landing, feeling the cool stone under your bare feet. You slide open the sliding glass door and enter your cavern. You walk past your hallway and approach the small theater where you see yourself on the stage meditating. You take the center seat in the front row, directly in front of your meditating self. You close your eyes. Through a count of 10, your closed eye perspective will slowly rotate so that you will become one with your meditating self. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now in your meditating self. Slowly open your eyes and your home.